This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. We have a great guest. I have not known John. I probably read a little bit of his work in some of the different I got John on my mind. John's working the board today. Joseph's on the interview. Joseph wrote the book. Great book, The Lives of the Constitution. Very interesting. 10 Exceptional Minds That Shaped America's Supreme Law. And not only is it law, it's our inheritance. And one of the characters you have in this book is Daniel Webster. Daniel Webster, among the non-founding generation, there's two quotes that really I love about that generation. One is by Daniel Webster. Miracles do not cluster, and don't expect something that happened once in 6,000 years to happen again. If the Constitution were ever to fall, that the whole world would run into anarchy and basically ruin. That's what Daniel Webster said. Why did you pick Daniel Webster, and what can we learn from him?
I thought Daniel Webster is a fascinating figure because he was the greatest constitutional lawyer in our history, probably, and certainly the greatest of his generation, which was the first generation to follow the framers. His father had served in the Revolutionary War, guarded George Washington's tent, actually, during Benedict Arnold's betrayal. And Daniel Webster's life was consumed by this fear that his generation, the first after the founders, was going to fumble the whole thing away. And we nearly did. And he did everything he could to prevent the Civil War. And in both the political and the constitutional realms. And he had many, many important fights over the meaning of the Constitution. Things like, is the Supreme Court the final expositor of what the Constitution means? Or can a state that believes the federal laws unconstitutional refused to allow it to be enforced within the state? These were actually extremely pressing questions. He made arguments that were, I think, correct, and some of them were resolved by his arguments, and then some of them had to be resolved by the Civil War.
Well, let's talk about some of those. I mean, that's the same discussion we're having now about states' powers, states' rights, powers, really, compared to federal authority. What was his position then, and has that changed, or has he been right? What?
It's one of the things that happens when you look at the Constitution sort of over the long term is that Daniel Webster, just like I think of him as a conservative of his day, just like Henry Clay and before him, the Washington and Hamilton. And then you can run the line forward to a Lincoln. The task of their generation was to build up the federal government, to make it strong, to make it secure. The task of our generation may be to trim it. They were trying to protect federal authority. This is at a time when, Webster enters office when the entire federal workforce is maybe like 4,000 people in the size of, a fraction of Kansas City's government or something like that, city municipal government. The government was very weak. It was very fragile. And Webster was trying to prevent it, as you say, from collapsing. So most of his arguments were directed at ensuring respect for federal authority. I think we've veered in far more in the other direction. I mean, the state's authority, and it's right, you're right to say authority or power as opposed to right, just makes more sense. They've been cut down. Partly that's the result of the Civil War. Partly it's the result of the state's own actions. And largely it's the result of the growth of the federal government, which is really the story of American government. He would be surprised by it, but not altogether shocked, because he made arguments that sort of prefigure a modern constitutional law. Like he seemed to have been aware that, for instance, the Commerce Clause, which has been one of the engines for federal growth, it meant something different in 1820, when the vast majority of Americans never left their own town or village. They had everything they needed in town, from their butcher to their candle maker, versus an age like ours where, just buying my book on Amazon may involve 6 or 7 different states, and the manufacture and the sale and the shipping. We've just become much more interconnected, and as a result, the government has expanded in a concurrent sort of way. But it's worth remembering that it is go ahead.
Oh, I was going to go right to the Commerce Clause. How would you think Daniel Webster would interpret it today? Or has the federal government overreached its initial meaning? Let's talk about that.
So it's a really difficult thing because, you'll see his arguments. So he argued some of the most important early cases, Givens versus Ogden, McCullough versus Maryland. And McCullough, just to take that example, was a case where a state put a tax on a federal bank. And Webster's argument is you cannot have a state alone tax something that belongs to the entire people of the United States. He said things like that there may be no such thing as completely, the only thing that this Commerce Clause might not reach is completely internal commerce. At the time, there was a great deal that was completely internal commerce. But as we've expanded, the Supreme Court has allowed Congress to reach more and more conduct because it's harder to find something that's completely internal commerce. And we've developed doctrines like if commerce, even if it seems internal, has some sort of effect across state lines, Congress can reach it. So I find at times that he said things that sort of prefigure our modern-day doctrine. But it was just there's no other way to put it except that he just lived in a very different world. We have to remember that the America of Webster's day, certainly when he entered office, in 1810 to 1820s, was by our standards, it was a third world country. I mean, its economy was as big as like an Ecuador, and it was very primitive. And most Americans took a bath once a year, never saw a doctor. And so government's role was very limited. Everyone was sort of like on their own. And we live in a vastly different world in terms of the dangers we face and the regulations that we've, in most cases, choosing to saddle ourselves with.
Let me ask you about federal land. In the Constitution, it's pretty clear that the federal government's not supposed to be owning federal land. Somehow it's been twisted. I know in the West, it's like 65%, somewhere 62, something like that. And in Nevada, the federal government owns 87% of the land in Nevada. How did we get to that point?
Well, I think I might have to dissent from you on that particular point because I know quite a bit about this because I represented.
You're in Nevada, right?
I'm actually in San Francisco now, so I was the Deputy Solicitor General of Nevada for a number of years. I left in order to do this book, but I litigated Nevada's some of the public lands cases, and there's the Constitution has a property clause. It says that the federal government can own property. It meant things initially. It always meant things like harbors and, of course, federal buildings, federal courthouses. The Washington
D.C. Post offices.
So individual buildings, but that's what Jefferson. The Louisiana Purchase. He expanded the United States by a third, and he bought that. And that was federal land. The federal government has owned the West. So the federal government has actually like a very clear power to own land. But you're right that it's a very problematic thing in Nevada. People, in Missouri out in the east, no one understands this problem because it just doesn't exist. Like the federal land ownership back east is like maybe less than 1% in most states. In Nevada, it's 87%. You have counties in Nevada that are 99% federal land. In other words, you have to ask permission from a federal bureaucrat in Washington to build a baseball diamond or to pave the road, that's like essentially your driveway. And it's extremely frustrating for Nevada. It's a bad situation. I think that it has to be sort of rebalanced to have more land ownership. But it creates tensions, and it's hard for Nevadans because the federal government makes decisions. You have a senator in Florida or Wisconsin voting on the disposition of land. Nevadans say, look, we want to use this for mining, for instance, or for ranching. And you have essentially people in other states that have just as much say over the land that's in your backyard. They say, we're going to keep this pristine, we're going to keep this as a wildlife preserve. We're going to keep this as a park because we may want to visit there one day. We right. get no benefit from your mining
right, because
operation.
In Florida, right, because they may have, right, because some other state has mining interests they don't want Nevada to compete with or whatever, or what have you. Well, that's why the federal government shouldn't be owning land for that purpose, for those type of purposes, I don't think. And that's what they're, I don't see how it's constitutional. For me. I hear what you're saying. And yes, there's that provision, but our founders, there's no way they could have imagined. Even the Louisiana Purchase that went to the states, they gave away land. They started to dispose that land to the people and to the individual states. We're running out of time. We only got a couple minutes. We're going to have to leave that part there. You got a couple minutes. What would you like to say last about your book, about America where it is now, about the Constitution? Why is the Constitution so unique and important to you?
Well, I just want to say this. There's a lot of despair in the country. I mean, we just had a very tense election. People are feeling, distraught in both ways. Either they felt that this country was heading in a bad direction and now Trump is something of a savior, or they feel despairing about the election of the president. Either way, we have to always remember how much we have in common. We have to remember that the despair is actually something that the founders, we got that from them. I mean, they were, most of them, Madison, Hamilton, Washington, are on record as predicting that the Constitution would fail. And the difference between us and them is that we have 200 years of history in which we have overcome every sort of constitutional challenge. The depressions, great and small, invasions, world wars, presidential assassinations, you name it, with our Constitution intact. I mean, we've had 56 presidential elections like clockwork. Not even a civil war interrupted that. It's an extraordinary thing, and we have our constitutional history, many of the lessons of which I try to capture in the book, is essentially a vast encyclopedia in the art of preserving free government. So we have deep reserves in this country. We have deep experience, and we should draw on it as often as we can, and we should have confidence in our institutions and in the solidity of our people in preserving this greatest experiment in government that the world has ever known.
Very good. Very good. I appreciate it. And what you said at the beginning kind of struck with me, this concept that it's a cultural thing. And I feel like we're losing it in schools or not teaching it. I feel like books and authors like you, writings like you are doing, are extremely important. I want to just say thank you. The book is The Lives of the Constitution. Let me get the subscript here. 10 Exceptional Minds That Shaped America's Supreme Law, Joseph Tartakovsky. Joseph, really appreciate having you on. God bless you, man.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. Great, great conversation.
Yes, sir. You take care. Keep writing.
Okay.
We'll be back with Dave Spencer on the other side. EMF and how you can do something about it in your house. Really important. ThePowerHour.com. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, thepowerhour.com. Let me be clear, because he talked about the land issue. There is a property clause in the Constitution, he said it. It's for things like shipyards or whatever. There's a big argument. Thomas Jefferson wanted the original land to go to all allodial title to all Americans. And there's a big argument about that. And then the thing that stopped it finally was, well, what if there was a national emergency and we needed a dock on the shore to put, you know, ships to fight a war? And that's basically what turned the tide to where that's what eminent domain is for. That's what it's for. Not to build, you know, a mall in the middle of prime real estate in the community. That's what it's for. The federal government shouldn't be owning this land. No constitutional person can convince me. No person can convince me otherwise. I love his book and I love his perspective. And you can see as generations go by, how we either, we hold on. There's like ebbs and flows of focus and constitutional importance to each of us or to each of our things, specific things. Does that make sense? The Constitution doesn't live on a piece of paper. I mean, we wrote it down, so we agree. The Constitution lives in our hearts and minds. And that's the only place it lives. It's based on natural law. Why has it lasted 230-something years, the Declaration of Independence? Declaration of Independence is a charter. Please don't ever forget that. So I always start there. 242 years. Why has it lasted 242 years? Because it's based on natural law. Natural law. And it's eternal. And the whole universe resonates with this. So that's why it's important. Our next guest has been waiting patiently, and we extended one segment to talk more to Joseph. Dave Stetzer. A guest that we had on a while. It's been quite a while since we've had him on. I'm so glad that we've connected back with him since the time change and what have you. He has a lot to say about EMF. He's an electrician extraordinaire. And I think you're going to really like what he has to say. Dave, welcome back to the Power Hour, my friend.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a couple of minutes before the break. This is a short segment, then long segments coming up. Tell people a little bit about your Stetzer meters, what's going on in their house. Why should they even be concerned about electricity at all?
Well, really, at about 1972, there was an oil embargo, so we had to get more energy efficient. So we started using current in short pulses. So we chop up the sine wave, the AC sine wave. It creates high-frequency transients that are on the building's wires. So, of course, the wires are above our head, around our bodies, and the walls, below our feet. So what happens is these capacitively couple into the human body, and it causes all kinds of problems, health problems.
Mm. Well, that's give me an example of, you know, before 1972 and then after, what would go on with my body?
Well, like vacuum, we had to get more energy efficient, so what we did is we wanted it like a 60-watt light bulb, for example. The current went in a certain way, looks like a nice sine wave, and it came out looking the same way. And so what happened is just it run this light bulb. So what happened is we wanted to get the same amount of lumens or light, but we didn't want to use as much power. So we developed energy efficient, like lighting, for example. And so we chop up, we turn the power on, we turn it off, turn it on, turn it off. Well, if you go over to the light switch on the wall, you turn it on, you turn it off, there's like a little arcing there. Well, that little arcing is a high-frequency event, and it gets on the lines. It chops up the sine wave, and we end up with these high-frequency transients that are on the building's wires. Well, if you get above 2 kilohertz, that energy dissipates internal to the human body. And so it messes up our immune system, it interrupts signals, all kinds of problems happen.
You say we got about a minute before the break, and then we'll get more afterwards, obviously. When you say interrupts our immune system, why does electricity even interact with the human body? It's because electricity is in our body, or what? Are we a capacitor for this? Why?
Well, actually, we are a capacitor for it. Capacitors are short to high frequency. And if you made the human body into an electrical model, it would look like 3 resistors and 2 capacitors. So that's when I said above 2 kilohertz, it goes internal. But these capacitors, or the human body, capacitors are short to high frequency, so the human body is like 2 capacitors, and it would be, it actually sucks this stuff right in. Now, your body runs on electricity, but it's DC current. If you go ahead and your brain will send a signal down to your hand to make a fist or something, you'll make the fist. That's a signal on your nerves, and that's DC current. But we're introducing AC current, so like charges repel and like charges attract. So you see what happens is we get these mixed signals in there from the AC, and it messes up our immune system, mainly the immune system.
Very interesting. We're to a break. On the other side, let's talk about DC and AC current. Let's continue with that. Let's go back to the beginning of electricity in the late 1800s. Why did we make a decision for AC? What was the debate, DC, AC, and much more? And then your meters, your products that you have that actually help with this. Let's discuss that. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Talking to Dave Stetzer, Stetzer Meter.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News. President Trump says many of the 800,000 workers affected in the partial government shutdown agree that there needs to be better border security. During a press briefing at the White House, President Trump was asked if he's considering some sort of safety net for the workers affected by the shutdown.
Well, the safety net is going to be having a strong border because we're going to be safe.
During the briefing, the president confirmed he told Democratic leaders that he's willing to maintain the shutdown for months or even a year.
Absolutely, I said that. I don't think it will, but I am prepared, and I think I can speak for Republicans in the House and Republicans in the Senate. They feel very strongly about having a safe country.
Employers added 312,000 jobs in the month of December, well exceeding Wall Street's expectations for an increase of 177,000 jobs. Folks on Wall Street liked the news as the Dow was up over 740 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Products and adding products as we go. One of the ones that people are requesting is something for EMF. It's becoming more important, especially with Wi-Fi, what have you. The EMF, the dirty electricity. That's why we've added these products again to the Power Mall. Stetsarizer filter, the Stetsarizer meter. It's pretty cool. I'll get Dave to explain how that works, but it's available at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com. Also, we're having a Willard Water Summer Giveaway. I love that. Summer special. Willard Water is one of the best values you can ever buy from this program, basically anywhere about your health. make a purchase during the month of July, and you'll be entered to win either a gallon of the Willard water, which is pretty expensive, you know, pretty good value, or the topical aloe gel. So whichever one you want, you're going to be entered in a drawing. We're going to give some of those away. Willard, John Willard, has offered to give some away. So the iComplex DS, people request that a lot. If you're getting about that age, your eyes start to change a little bit, take that iComplex DS and see, especially at night, see how your eyes do. It makes a real difference. I notice my eyes, if they start getting tired at night, I can start to see the bursts and with the light. If I pound some iComplex, it really does help. If I should stay on it more consistently, but I don't. I forget things. See, my wife puts up my vitamins. I put my vitamins out where I can see them. If I can see them, then I take them. If I can't see them, I don't take them. That's why I keep telling her. Nevertheless, I don't get anywhere with that. I got to figure out a better system. 10% off alpha lipoic acid from, what Sherry Rogers recommends, the R type. The full spectrum vitamin E, the Krill Miracle, Robert Redfern's products. We have 20% off a Rega spray, the Toppersons, several of the Toppersons, to help with pain and that kind of thing. Pet Cell Works, while supplies last, we have all those on sale. The deodorant, the best natural deodorant I've ever used is that Silver Shield. I love it. In fact, Catherine, I'm almost out. I need a bunch more. We need to make sure I get some sent from the warehouse. Buy two, get one free. This is the best natural deodorant, no parabens, no aluminum, those kind of things, and it actually works. You know, how many deodorants can you say that about? Rick Satellite, we're having a giveaway. This is important. We haven't been announcing it, so we haven't got a lot of response, but if you'd like, Rick's going to give away a satellite. You know, RickSatelliteUSA.com. If you want a free satellite, or you know somebody who needs one, or what have you, just write to us. You think you're not worth it, just write your story, or write it for somebody else why you think they need one. We're going to pick one and give it away when Rick comes on. So write us at the support@powerhournation.com. You can call in 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, and nominate somebody and tell us why. We want to give away one of these satellites to somebody. They can help listen to the Power Hour, all the other programs. It's just a really great gift, so check that out. And Joseph Meyer, of course, Straight Money Analysis, he is offering a full one-year subscription to his newsletter at the six-month subscription price. So you're basically getting half off. Buy 6 months, get 6 months free. What a great offer for our audience, Joseph Meyer, straightmoneyanalysis.com. You got to call him at 386-677-8642. 386-677-8642. And the Power Mall number, of course, 877-817-9829. There's all our specials. Let's get back to Dave. Dave, give us a little bit about your background. You're an electrician extraordinaire. How did you get so knowledgeable about all these kind of things?
It started way back when I was in the United States Air Force. I was trained as a ground radio communications electronics technician. So when I got out of the military after 4 years, there was nobody that ads in the paper for people running missiles in somebody's bedroom or something. So I didn't want to be a TV repairman, so actually electricians made more money, so you could call it greed if you want, but so I decided to be an electrician. It was kind of a step down from what I was used to, but so I come from a little bit different background, and then, of course, it depends on who you hang out with, and one of my very best friends in the world was a guy named Professor Martin Graham. He was a professor from UC Berkeley, had over 40 patents to his name. So he was really, one of the greatest people I ever met. So back in 1998 or so, people were complaining about, they call it stray voltage, but voltage doesn't stray. But anyway, farmers were complaining about milk production and their cows not being what it should be, and they blamed it on electricity, which they were absolutely right. And so I did some tests on farms, but the farmers would say, this doesn't affect just the cows. It affects my wife. It affects people. And they started listing these symptoms. Well, the symptoms are the symptoms of radio wave sickness. You can look it up on the Internet or whatever. But the headaches, the nausea, the heart palpitations, the immune system deficiencies, pressure in the eyes, all kinds of problems, okay? So it's like, okay, well, the only way you could be exposed to these high frequency or, you know, or have these symptoms is if you're exposed to high frequency. But we're in rural, we are live in rural Wisconsin, okay, so we don't have any big airports by us or radar bases, military bases, anything like that. So where are these high frequencies coming from? And it was actually on the building's wires, okay? So we thought, well, if that's really the case, we'll develop a method of taking and getting rid of it. And so that's where the filters came in. And then those symptoms should go away. And they did, okay? So then it's like, okay, so now we know what it is. So what frequencies do we have to worry about? Well, the Russians actually made weapons, and they called it was in the 60s, and they pulsed our U.S. Embassy. So I made some trips to Russia and met with some scientists there and professors of medicine, and they gave me the frequencies that I really needed to get rid of, the most biologically active frequencies. And so Graham and I developed this filter together, and then we needed to measure it. We measured it with an oscilloscope so you could actually see the waveform, but they're like $5,000, so the average person can't afford one. So the Republic of Kazakhstan said, can you make us a meter? Their health department said, can you make us a meter that will measure the high-frequency energy that's on the building's wires? And so Graham did. We developed this meter, and so now we have a meter, and we can measure this, and the filters. And then along came a lot of scientists like Professor Magda Havas, who actually was set out to prove us wrong, and Professor Sam Millham and people like that who did research with the filters and found it to be statistically significant. Their research findings were printed in up and sent out for peer review and published in peer-reviewed medical journals.
How long did it take you to develop this once you kind of located what the problem was?
Well, once we seen what the problem was, we basically just cobbled up some electronic parts and got rid of the problem. But where we run into trouble, I don't want to say trouble, but where we run into slowed us up was once you have this product, even though they were all UL approved products or parts, we put it together and we call it a filter, we had to get UL approval. And so we went through that, and it took a long time. I think it's a very corrupt process, but they held us up for quite a while.
Did you hear about the story, the American ambassadors in Cuba, I think it was Cuba, where they were getting some kind of sickness like you're describing, and they thought that the Cuban government was pumping waves into their ear or body or something? Did you hear about that story? Is it similar to what we're talking about?
Well, you got
to
remember, Cuba, you know, is kind of like, they were like a satellite of the Soviet Union, you know, or they were good buddies with them.
Yes.
So I'm sure the Soviets shared that technology with them, and now Cuba never really advanced once we put all the embargoes and stuff on them.
Interesting.
I would be surprised if it wasn't that technology. Certainly the symptoms.
Well, okay, so we got about a couple minutes before the break. I'm in my home. We got electricity going on through the wires. The DC-AC difference, the AC, basically intermittent waves that's coming, is causing some dirty electricity, stray electricity. I mean, what would you call it? Would you call it dirty electricity, stray electricity?
There's a white paper written by Professor Graham called it ubiquitous pollutant, meaning it's everywhere. But, like, I'll give you some examples, like a Dell computer, and that's, I'm not picking on Dell. Dell's a, you know, but they put 16.6 kilohertz back on all the wires in your house, like a tower. An Apple will put 12.5 kilohertz back on all the wires in your house. Compact fluorescent lights be put between 50 kilohertz and 100 kilohertz back on your wires in your house.
Ooh.
So you see all these electronic devices that we use, chop up that sine wave, and you put these high frequencies back on the wires. Now, in theory, you shouldn't have to buy a filter from me or anybody. We never wanted to have a product to sell because we thought it took away from our credibility. But Dell knows that they put 50 kilohertz back on the line from their laptops, for example. They can make a tuned filter and put it right at that computer itself.
Here we go to the break. We got one more segment. Very interesting. Stetsurizer filters. The meters are available at the Power Mall. You can call Jay 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. We're talking to Dave Stetzer, Stetzerizer, meters, filters, your house, dirty electricity, I don't know, whatever you want to call it. Is this, Dave, something everybody should be aware of, or do I have to have a computer plugged in my house to create this, or a smart meter creates it, or what?
Well, the smart meter absolutely does create it. It puts 50 kilohertz of ECH on every wire in the home. But even if you do not have any electronics, it's not clean coming in off the grid. So everybody, there's nobody that doesn't have a need.
absolutely nobody in North America.
Well, you were telling me during the break about some of the studies that are pretty fascinating. Let's talk about some real numbers here. What is this? This isn't psychosomatic. This isn't just made up mumbo jumbo. What is going on here?
Okay, well, there's been a lot. I got a little thing that I call the what's in a number. But because there's been so much research done on it, and not by me, okay, but independent research published in peer-reviewed medical journals. But there's been research done on blood sugar, for example. And nobody had less than a 50% reduction in insulin usage.
Whoa.
So, I mean, your blood sugar is a number. You take it, you put the filters in. It takes about 20 minutes to an hour, and your blood sugar will drop, okay, in the studies, okay?
Whoa.
So that's, and then you can say, well, yeah, but time went by or something, but then pull the filters out, watch your blood sugar go the other way. Professor Sam Milham, who is a world-famous epidemiologist in Washington, did research with neurotransmitters in the urine, and he collected 12 people at the Olympia Washington Library, their urine, for 12 weeks. And what happened is nobody had less than 300 neurotransmitters in their urine. You don't want to have any in your urine because it's processing through your kidneys and out. You need those neurotransmitters because that's your communication grid for your immune system. Okay, so then they put the filters in. The day they put the filters in, they work 8-hour shifts, so within 8 hours, urine was collected for the next 12 weeks. But nobody had more than 3 neurotransmitters in their urine, and dopamine levels changed no less than 50%. So these are numbers that are plotted against another number. You look at this meter. There's filters and there's meters. The meter is what you need. It's an inexpensive device. You plug into the wall, you get a number. If you get that number down, you plug a filter in, you want to see it go down. And so you don't need one in every outlet, but you need to check every outlet. So what happens is you see that number go down, you see your blood sugars go down. I mean, blood sugar, neurotransmitters, dopamine levels. These are just some of the things that, you know, are a number that's plotted against the number. The lower that number is, the lower your blood sugar.
So this is very simple to use. You go in your house, you take the meter that, so when they, you buy, our audience buys this package from the Power Mall, they put the meter in the wall, they'll see a number. If it's very big, that's where they need a filter, correct? And then they just plug it in.
You plug the meter in, you get a number. It doesn't matter what the number is. It's probably too high anyway, especially the first one you plug into. So then you plug a filter in. If it drops significantly, which I define as 20%, then you need a filter there. Then you go to the next outlet, and you just work your way around the house, and eventually you'll get a number like 30 or 25 or something like that, and it's not going to come down anymore, okay? And so then you don't put any more filters in. But you need to check every outlet. But when you do, like I said, blood sugar is usually about 20 minutes to an hour. pH in your saliva is about 2 hours. You'll become more alkaline. The neurotransmitters, we can say within 8 hours, according to the research.
What about depression then? What about depression? Because, you know, you mentioned dopamine.
Yes. Dopamine's how you feel. And mental depression is one of the symptoms of radio wave sickness. And dopamine levels changed by no less than 50% on these people when they in the urine, you know, that's coming out. Okay, so yes, mental depression is one of the causes or one of the symptoms of radio wave sickness or being exposed to it. So obviously, if you take the cause or one of the, you know, the high frequency away from it, you should be less depressed, I would assume.
What about talk to us about Wi-Fi a little bit.
Wi-Fi, the Russians say that you shouldn't be exposed to more than 10 microwatts per meter squared, okay? And they don't say it's safe. They say it may be acceptable. All right, so that's a number. Don't worry about it. But if you are 10 feet away from a Wi-Fi router, okay, you usually are reading about 2,000 microwatts per meter squared.
Oh,
so Wi-Fi
God.
Is a real problem. It's going to cause headaches. It's going to cause cancer probably, but it's going to take you 10 years to get it. The stuff that the filters take out, these high frequencies between 4 kilohertz to 100 kilohertz are the most biologically active frequencies. That's what's on the billing's wires. Those are the ones that will give you the cancer in like 6 months or something like that. They can't. The Russians gave the American ambassadors cancer, leukemia, within 6 months.
Wow. What about 5G? What do you know? How is that different than 4G? More dangerous? I mean, we've had a lot of people talk about this from an electrician perspective.
The jury's still out on that. I haven't done a lot of research on that yet. But, the body wasn't made. Robert O. Becker said that we are now being exposed to frequencies that we've never been exposed to before. He was a world-renowned doctor, and he wrote a couple books, twice nominated for a Nobel Prize. So he's saying we're now being exposed to frequencies that you've never been exposed to before. And I agree. And he said back in the 1980s, he said that it is a cause of the made-up diseases of the 80s. And he listed chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, ADD, ADHD. And in fact, when we put these in schools, there was one school we put them in, 37 kids had asthma. They no longer used inhalers after the NH3 back to the day we put them in. Now, I don't think there's a cure for asthma. But what happens is these fields, you have an allergic reaction to these fields, okay? And it probably manifested itself because your body's producing histamine, so they take an antihistamine, it makes them feel better. But, again, I'm not a medical doctor. But 37 kids, I mean, the school nurse noticed it when one of the moms called up and wanted to know how come, you know, little Johnny didn't get his inhaler refill.
He wasn't using it as an inhaler, yeah.
Right. And so she thought, well, he's not been in. And now to come and think of it, nobody's been in. And so it was three different buildings, and it took us one day to put them in one and two to get it in the other two. And so they weren't the same days. But when she went back to her records, it was the very day the filters were put in and buildings that they stopped using.
We're to the end of the program. We're going to have you on again and not wait so long. It's a pleasure to have you on, Dave. Really appreciate what you've done. This product, would you say everybody needs this? Because that's what I'm thinking.
There's nobody that doesn't.
That's a good way to put it. It's over at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Get the product. Let us know how it's working for you, ladies and gentlemen. Very exciting technology, Dave. Hats off to you and Professor Graham you were working with. God bless you, my friend.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, the Constitution, these principles, freedom, liberty, where does it live? It lives in you, and they can't take it away. They can't touch it. They can only try to manipulate you. Stay tuned. Till tomorrow, God bless you.
Imagine a cold winter blowing outside, yet you are warm and cozy inside with economic, safe, comfortable heating thanks to your Sunair ductless furnace. The Sunair ductless furnace provides your home with comfortable, radiant electric heat that stays near the floor where you are, not on the ceiling where you aren't. It's simple to operate and the most energy-efficient furnace in the world, heating up to 500 square feet for about $1 a day. Sunair heaters and purifiers are made in America and built to last. To order, call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you're one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.